So again, what is I can in Spanish?
Puedo. Puedo.
Now, although you may not notice it, there is a very particular emphasis on part of the word in Spanish for I can. Let's listen to it again, but slowed down slightly.
Puedo. Puedo.
You may be able to tell that there is an emphasis on the first syllable there. The reason for this is that words that end in a vowel in Spanish are stressed on the next to last syllable, on the penultimate syllable. Now, I can in Spanish only has two syllables, so the next to last one also happens to be the first syllable. So let's listen to that again. I can is
puedo. Puedo.
So it's not puedo with the emphasis at the end, but it's at the beginning. What is he can in Spanish?
Puede. Puede.
And once more, let's slow that down to he can, a very slow one.
Puede. Puede.
As I said a moment ago, words that end in a vowel in Spanish are stressed on the next to last syllable, on the penultimate syllable. I can ends in an O, he can ends in an E. And the stress is clearly placed on the syllable that is next to last, which again here happens to be the first syllable, but in a longer word it could still be the second to last if it ends in a vowel. Words that end in a consonant, by contrast, are stressed on the final syllable. So, what is to speak in Spanish, to speak?
Hablar. Hablar.
So, to speak is not hablar. It is instead
hablar. Hablar.
With that emphasis, with it sort of being hit at the end of the word. English speakers, when they speak Spanish, often people with relatively good Spanish, often ignore the emphasis on the Spanish words. But it sometimes causes them to be misunderstood. It simply sounds confusing to the Spanish native speaker. This can happen in English. For instance, if you take the word information, which we're all familiar with, but you also have in formation. So a group of people who are standing in formation is different than the word information. There is a different emphasis in there. And if you use the wrong emphasis, it sounds odd. Or for instance, dessert and desert. There is a different emphasis on these words. If someone comes up to you who's not a native English speaker and says, I'd like some desert, you might be confused. You might be thinking, well, perhaps you should go and buy some somewhere then. Whereas actually they're trying to say, I'd like some dessert. Now, to us, we don't notice the difference in the intonation when we're speaking because it comes naturally, as it does to Spanish speakers. But of course, when you're learning Spanish, you need to learn at least something about the intonation in order to make it sure it's clear what it is you're saying. So let's try saying that again. How would you say I can with the emphasis placed clearly on the penultimate syllable, the next to last syllable, which here also happens to be the first? How would you say I can?
Puedo. Puedo.
And he can?
Puede. Puede.
As I said, words ending in a consonant, by contrast, are stressed on the final syllable. So, to speak, which ends in an R, how would you pronounce that?
Hablar. Hablar.
If it's not entirely clear to you at the moment, it will become clear the more you work through the course and the more you hear the natives. It will simply become obvious at a certain point. So one more time, What is I can?
Puedo. Puedo.
He can.
Puede. Puede.
You informal can.
Puedes. Puedes.
You more than one of you can.
Pueden. Pueden.
Now, the rule I've told you so far about Spanish intonation and where to put the pressure or the emphasis on the word, what I've so far told you is that if a word ends in a vowel, then it's stressed on the next to last syllable. But that if it ends in a consonant, it is stressed on the last syllable. Now, you may have noticed that the last two examples were stressed in exactly the same way as those words that end in a vowel. So let's go back to our examples again. What is I can?
Puedo. Puedo.
It ends in a vowel, and so it receives its stress on the next to last syllable. He can.
Puede. Puede.
Again, ending in a vowel, receiving its stress on the next to last syllable. You informal can.
Puedes. Puedes.
Now, this can, this you informal can, is spelt P-U-E-D-E-S. And so far I've told you that words that end in a consonant are stressed on the final syllable. And this is pretty much universally true in Spanish. However, as with anything, there is an exception. And this also applies to you more than one of you can, which is
pueden. Pueden.